So go ahead. You want to bury me? Bury me. If you're going to go,
not
go.
Saying a word.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Maybe
radio. Should, we maybe, don't have pictures.
Maybe you should walk
online. Moment. Watching us.
Anyway, he wrote that story, and we're sitting here trying to figure out is LeBron James 3.0 a good idea? I think we're all kind of kicking it around. So he wrote the story. We're going to have him here in just a second. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Let's just do this just to be a nice guy. Ken is in Brooklyn. Hi, Ken.
Kenneth.
Good afternoon, or I guess still good morning, guys.
Yes, still morning, yeah. Yes.
Thanks for the memories. That's where I look at. You know, you got a young whippersnapper on your station, talked about this forever. In fact, he said, oh, this is why I got into sports. I'm like, I think you need a better idea about getting into something than just that. I don't want LeBron in any state, whatever. No.
I guaranteed you a trip to the finals? What if I could look into my crystal ball? I'm guaranteeing you a trip to the finals. Now would you take him?
No.
Mm.
Here, you know what? You don't want to be in a situation like the Lakers, the Bucks, or the Celtics. Those three teams have either disbanded their team, or thrown it away, or they can't do anything. Now, Dan was saying, you want to come back on the minimum? Okay. But I'm not paying you $50 million. That's why Pelinka can't do nothing out in L.A. worthwhile, because you got two guys that take up half the cap.
All right, but let me throw this at you, Ken. I was going to throw this to Andy. How long do you keep the core four together if they don't win a title next year?
Until you get in trouble.
You might be in trouble now.
No, the cap is going to continue to rise.
Yeah, but you might be in trouble now, Ken. You don't have a lot of draft choices.
No.
And you don't have a lot of wiggle room financially.
If they don't win next year,
let's say they get knocked out in the second year. You know what's the definition of insanity?
Well, I understand that, but what I'm going to say here is you talk about two ball dominant guards. What they need to do is, like JA always says, "Hey, feed your local big man." The two guards have got to step back a little bit and not jack up 19,000 threes and send it to the big guy that's got a two-footer.
But why don't they do that, Ken?
Well,
see, that's the thing.
Has to be.
That's the thing.
Okay, but that's the change, Jeff. You got to stop it. Look, guys, if you're hitting threes, that's one thing. But if you're jacking them up and you're 8-for-30, I mean, come on. You have a brain. You know, my dad always said, use your head for something more than a hat rack. Okay, you can think, right? You would think they can think, right? I would hope they can think. They're intelligent people.
Ken, I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. I've been saying it. I would sit Darius down if they bring him back in the core four, as they've said, and say, hey, look, see this tall kid over here?
Yeah.
We need to get him about 18 shots per game.
At least.
And that means you need to take about four or five fewer shots a game and pass the ball even better than you did last year when you were 12th in the
Absolutely.
NBA.
And don't throw away the ball like he does. He's all these stupid passes, like he's trying to be Julius Dr. J. Okay? I mean, this is getting – you got to have some more discipline. And you can't be jacking up threes. You're not the Boston Celtics. I don't want to see 43 in a game.
Sing it.
You know, I don't want to see 43s in a game. I'm sorry.
I mean, too.
If you can hit them, that's one thing. But if you've shot about eight of them in a game and they're not going in, isn't it time to get the ball to somebody else?
Good point, Ken. Ken, thank
Ken's
you. Have a good holiday
sense.
Weekend, my friend.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ken in Brooklyn, trying to make points. Do you think we're tired? Yeah. Do you think that this market is, I can't believe I'm saying that, is tired of LeBron and could care less if he comes back? Do you think we're tired of it? Is the story just old and tired?
Well, we've seen it before. Here's the thing. It's not LeBron to me. In this situation, we're responding to stuff that some of the national guys are writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what this is about. I'm not sitting here banging the drum to bring LeBron back to Cleveland. I get it. The organization wants to win without him. I can flat out guarantee you that. They want to win without LeBron James. They haven't done it. They haven't won big without LeBron. They haven't been to the NBA Finals without LeBron in franchise history. They want to win without him. But a lot of the folks are speculating that this is a move and blah, blah, blah. Dan's right. Dan's missing one thing. Even LeBron James knows that 50 million something, whatever, is a lot more than three or four.
Oh, I don't miss that. I know that's the reason why I picked that option up.
I don't blame him. Wouldn't you? I
mean, put that many zeros in front of somebody?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, of course he should. And can he win in Los Angeles with Luka and DeAndre Ayton? Maybe. Maybe. DeAndre Ayton's there now. They have a big guy. Can they put some pieces around him? They have Austin Reeves. I like Austin Reeves. He's tough. That Laker team was, what, third in the West last year? And they added DeAndre Ayton.
Mm-hmm.
They could be good. He might not have to leave.
Yeah. Wendy was the guy that said it, that LeBron's, the Lakers' view of LeBron is completely changed, right? That he's not foundation. He's an expiring contract.
Well, he's now the biggest compliment that you can find in a player to Luka Doncic. Luka is the man.
How do you think LeBron feels? I'm just saying that based on us covering him.
To know that he turns 41 in December. He also saw Tom Brady do some great things when he was older than 41.
True.
I mean, and LeBron's game, though it's not like it used to be, is still really good. Still really good. Andy, I'm not advocating for a trade. I will tell you, I think LeBron, between Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley, gives them a better chance to win a championship than Darius Garland and Jared Allen with Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell.
Even at 41 years old.
Even at 41 years old. If they're looking for a one or maybe 2 year shot at it.
I think the other part of the story is that, like, I don't want to get sucked into the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, is LeBron now mad at the Lakers front office because they do view him as an expiring contract and not as a reason why they win championship? You know what I'm saying?
Welcome
but
to
they've
pro
got
sports.
To know that. Yeah, you know? But that's, I mean, that's LeBron's never had to play by those rules before.
No, and do you think he would accept a complimentary image here? No, he'd come back wherever he would go. He would be front and center.
Yes.
I mean, I would guess he would clearly outshine Donovan Mitchell when it came to being the face of the team. Because he's LeBron. It's the Cavs. It's Northeast Ohio. It's his home.
So does Mitchell fall into the Kyrie Irving role?
No. He'd be in a bigger role than Kyrie played. But he wouldn't be the man. I mean, he would be, but
is
he wouldn't
Mobley
be.
Love then? I mean, I'm just kind of comparing to the championship.
No, Evan Mobley is the key to the whole thing.
Can LeBron see that? Like,
Ken in Brooklyn can see it. Ken knows exactly. I've been screaming it. Make that guy the number one or 1A option on this team. When that happens, you really could have something going on here. I mean, the fact that Evan in his career has averaged in the 12 or 13 shot per game range, and it hasn't changed much, is mind-boggling to me. And the only reason I can think of is because you have two shorter guards who get a ton of shots.
All right, so Tom's going to join us here in...
Tom Haberstroh.
Yeah, so in about... 10 minutes, or less, little less than 10 minutes. So he had to push it back just a second. So we're going to talk to him. Again, he is the one that wrote the story on Yahoo Sports. LeBron James to Cleveland, ? Why heading east for the crown could be the move. Do you see that as well, too, that opportunity is there?
East is more wide open than the West.
And LeBron sees that.
Well, right? Everybody sees that.
Yeah, but I mean, like... maybe that's one of the reasons why, you know, LeBron wanted to stay in the East when he made the move coming back home. And do you think he was toying with everybody with the hat that he was wearing in the Instagram
playing
thing?
Golf the other day?
Yeah, there are parts of me that think that sometimes we're just part of the LeBron media game. I mean,
you think?
Well, I mean, it happens all the time, though. Jeff, I still I think back to when he left the first time and all the teams that came in to come see him when he was over at the IMG building, when his offices were over there, mm-hmm. and owners were flying in, landing it at Burke. They were doing presentations for
bringing
him.
Bringing championship rings.
What was it? Ours was a Simpsons presentation, wasn't it? Wasn't that what they did, Jeff? That they commissioned a Simpsons with LeBron James in it because they thought, I don't know. All right, Tom's going to come and join us next year. We'll talk to him about the story and everything else that's going on with that. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.